this thing that's going on out there right now is having a very negative impact on my already exhausted body.
You're focusing on what you want to amplify. So the key is that if you are very much focusing on what feels good, so you reach...
Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today's episode is brought to you by the brilliant Dr. Vegan. This is the leading provider of super grade award-winning supplements. They have zero fillers or additives and come in plastic-free home compostable packaging. Please do go to drvegan.com and use the code Brindle25 and this will give you 25% off your first order. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, and today, special guest, Lisa Sharp. Now, today's episode is going to be all about high vibration and why we need them. Because the thing about healing is that there are many different ways that we heal the body. And really, one of the main things that we need to understand is that vibration ultimately creates feeling, and feeling creates patterns. And patterns ultimately create the stories of our lives. Now, stories of our lives, if not being carried out in the correct, balanced way, will often lead to pathologies and illnesses, and then you will get symptoms, and then you will suffer, and that's not great. So if you scroll it all back, going into high vibration is actually an extremely effective way to heal the body. It's also incredibly pleasurable. So here talking about this is a very dear friend of mine, Lisa Sharp, who is a high vibrational artist. Now, Lisa, would you like to explain to everyone what is a high vibrational artist? Because everyone's going to be wondering. So what is it that you do and how do you do it?
Well, it's very much about focusing on the vibrational energy that we put out into the world. And it's all about, you know, good energy and creating a sense of good feeling emotions in our life. And the paintings are very much about making what's not physical, physical through paint. So that the paintings very much become your emotional vision board and it's a focus. So high vibrational is very much what I focus on as a practicing artist, but also the paints I use are high vibrational as well.
And how did you come into this? It's quite a niche form of art in the 21st century. I mean, how did you come into this? What led you into this?
Basically, I was absolutely down in a really bad way. I was bang in the middle of a burnout. Mm. I'd been signed off work. Everything was going wrong with physically, you know, hair falling out, heart palpitations, panic attacks, you name it, it was happening. And I was signed off work. And on the last day of my work, I saw a bus advertising a horror movie. And I just felt that really low, dark, negative energy. I just thought, you know, that's so depressing. Mm. You know, there's got to be something better out there. And I just said, you know, wouldn't it be so just, this is all in my head, talking to myself, saying, wouldn't it be so much nicer to see something uplifting, something that actually reminded somebody to believe in themselves? And, you know, something, you know, I swear I, you know, thought at the time, you know, something that might just even stop somebody from taking their life at that moment in that time. And so that basically was the catalyst for me deciding that I wanted to do something. And basically that's sort of how it evolved with me then deciding to focus on creating art. I didn't do it straight away because I had burnout and life. So life doesn't, is never on, as you know, is never on a straight route. It was up and down. Mm. And then it was 16 years later from that time. I'd been an artist for like over 10 years. And then 2 years ago, I made it actually happen. And I decided to put uplifting messages on the sides of buses. And that's what I did. And that's basically how we connected.
Well, absolutely. And what was amazing was this incredible act of sort of probably a life support for yourself in the first instance, yes, going, this thing that's going on out there right now is having a very negative impact on my already exhausted body, which is what so many people will be listening to right now, thinking, I've got burnout, I'm exhausted. And even if you don't have burnout and it's not necessarily that extreme, most people are exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, most people are not sleeping very well. Most people find themselves feeling that they're just getting from one end of the day to the other, and that actually their daily life is kind of an onslaught of negativity that often has to be offset by things which are also quite negative on the body, that you need a drink, or you need a coffee, or you need a cup of tea, or you need a snack, or you need sugar. Oh God, that's a guilty pleasure. That's all really bad for me. And we met through this project, which was incredible. But let's just go... Let's park the project for a second, because I'm just holding, for any listeners right now, I'm just holding up one of these amazing pieces of art that Lisa creates, and I've seen many of them. They're beautiful. Can you just explain? So here you are with burnout.
Yep.
You saw this awful negativity, and then you started to create circles.
Yes. No, I didn't.
Ah.
So it went on. So I started with writing, and then I started with 3D paintings.
Mm.
And 3D paintings of writings with uplifting messages.
Right.
Then my paintings evolved into objects of 3Ds. I would have bottles with representing emotions, like we are the vessels.
Oh.
So that's basically what it would be, love and joy and courage. And then I went completely abstract. All the time, it was always focusing on creating a sanctuary. But it was never, I couldn't really show it. So it is, everything has
always... So you were saying it.
I was saying it, talking, but I couldn't show it.
Right.
So I couldn't open up the conversation about feeling good and high vibrations, because I hadn't created the way until I created the circles. And I started creating circles about 3 years ago.
Mm.
And they represent, the bands of colour represent good feeling emotions.
Mm.
So they become like your emotional vision board. So you're focusing on what you want to amplify.
Mm.
And very often with, let's say, traditional vision board, you'll have the yacht, you'll have the house or whatever, but that vibration, the vibration... But
it's, oh, God, it's so tragic, isn't it?
No, it
is. The hot boyfriend.
Exactly. And the relationship and all that. But that is on a vibration of lack. Because the vibration is, you've got a vibration of lack of what you want. And so therefore, you know, that's why very often it doesn't work, because you think, well, I don't have this, and I don't have the boyfriend, and I don't have all the stuff. So therefore, your vibration is actually going lower as opposed to feeling good. So the key is that if you are very much focusing on what feels good, so you reach for a better feeling thought. So... If you, so the colours in here, so this was created for somebody who had breast cancer and was helping her to heal.
Wow.
And so...
So the colours, just for anyone listening.
Yes.
We've got a lot of gold. Well, would you talk through the colours.
Yes.
Just explain, because obviously not everyone can see.
So the gold represents love and self-love and unconditional love.
Mm.
And because that, you know, the key to healing is, you know, as you will always say, is about, you know, you've got to love yourself. You've got to give yourself love. And especially when you're going through something like breast cancer, you've got to focus on the healing.
Well, also, most people going through breast cancer will be having chemotherapy.
Exactly.
And that also doesn't make you feel very good.
No.
And that's fine. You need to do it. But
yes.
It has, the side effects are, I feel ghastly.
Exactly.
And I know in my life when I felt ghastly, and there have been many times that's happened, it's quite hard to love yourself because you don't feel great.
Exactly.
So you need something uplifting.
Yes.
Right.
So so the love is gold, the purple bands of colour. And so anybody who's listening, of course, you can't see what we're talking about. So... If we imagine a like circles, where the painting is circular, the bands of colour are circular, and each colour represents the emotion. So the purple represents harmony and finding harmony within. The turquoise represents the ocean. And going, again, this was all discussed with the person I painted it for. So of her going with the flow and how we're all connected, how the ocean is all one ocean. And
which is like the universal cosmos.
Exactly. And how energy and everything is just connected.
And purple's also obviously a very high spiritual colour.
Yes, exactly.
Well. And gold is universal love and the highest form of deity frequency.
Exactly. And then the green is very much connected to the earth and represents being grounded and letting go. And like nature, you know, when you are also off on your walks, like I am too, nature doesn't hold on to its leaves.
No.
You know, it lets go. So in the winter, it lets go so it can come through in the spring.
Mm.
And so that's what it The green represents letting go of stuff that doesn't serve us and renewal. And the orange represents warmth and good feeling, just feeling that sort of coziness inside. And the white represents the divine and the inner self. And so it's very much to help her feel uplifted and to heal. And that's basically what it is. So I borrowed it back from her to show you because I didn't have one to bring to you. And I just borrowed it quickly
back. That's incredibly kind. And I think what's so interesting about high vibration is that there will be a response to this. For example, you brought it into the studio and you hadn't explained it at that point. You just walked in with a picture and we all went, oh, wow, it raised our vibration. We all went, woo, like this. Yes. There was a heightened state of the vibration. But and I find with high vibrational therapy that it will do that. It will purify and it will heighten and it will enlighten, which is its function. But I also find that when one explains what high vibration is actually doing and it gives a little bit more inner meaning, I find it more powerful.
Yes.
So, for example, the explanation that you've just given has just given more intensity to the healing capacity that a painting can offer. And for those of you that don't happen to own a Lisa Shop painting at home, which will probably be most people listening right now, sadly, but actually there are access points to everything that you do because obviously you've got your social media so that you're showing this all the time. So people can just click onto your social media and look at these paintings, which you then explain. But it's the same thing I find with music.
Yes.
You can have an initial response to something because, for example, we were also talking in the studio today about Beethoven's Fifth.
Yes.
One of my favourite symphonies. It's funny because it's really famous. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And people respond to that. It's like, it's famous.
Yes.
Everyone's heard of that piece of music. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. But once you understand a little bit behind it, it becomes even more powerful.
Yes.
So, for example, it's written in C minor. Well, C minor is a key that we normally use in music, which is the soul's lament.
Yeah.
So already you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Yes. Maybe that's why that piece of music is quite appropriate when I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps, because actually my soul is lamenting and that music is exorcising that feeling. It's helping me emote that feeling. And emotions are energy, like these paintings, like music, and energy needs to move.
Yes.
And one of the main issues with health is that energy stagnates. Okay. We get stagnated energy. As you've just said, leaves in nature fall. Okay. Yeah. And interestingly, you said nature loses them in the autumn. Interestingly, you are, of course, absolutely right. Everyone knows that. But I spend hours, literally hours, wandering around my local woods, walking my dogs and studying nature. And I've noticed that often you get these resistant leaves.
Yes.
Which are nevertheless, they're still hanging on in there in the winter.
Completely.
They're like, trudge onto that tree. And what happens in the spring is the old liver energy shoves them off. It's like, bugger off. And this poor little, what? Like that. And off it goes, down into its doom it goes. And it's the same thing with us is that ultimately we do have to let go of the old frequencies. They have to be moved. They have to be emoted. They have to be expressed. We've got to express them out, express them. And the more you express them, the better it is, because the faster they go and then the new fresh stuff can come in.
Yeah, totally.
So
and that, yes, yeah, so I'll go on to that, carrying on with that, is that how to get to that better feeling emotion, how to get there.
As soon as possible.
And but that how we get there is the process. And what I've found is that if you reach for a better feeling thought, and if something's going in your life, you know, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find. And our vibration, we create our reality through our vibration, and it is reflected back to us. So, you know, I think Einstein said, you know, you can't solve the problem with the thinking that got you into it in the first place. And so you've always got to reach for that better feeling. So wherever you are, so if you're say, obviously people are listening, but if you're saying you've got an exercise sheet and you're down here and you want to go to the top of the page or at the bottom of the page, and it's step by step for feeling, for that better feeling emotion, look for a better feeling thought, because at the end of the day, other people come into our lives and things happen, but it's how we respond and say, okay, I'm going to respond in love. And sometimes you might think, well, what would love do in this situation? How would love respond? And sometimes, because sometimes we will cut that love source off because we're angry or fed up with somebody or something, but actually then we've got the energy of sort of anger or resentment going through us. But if we say, okay, I want to respond in love, and how's that going to help? Because then that helps everybody.
So if you're feeling stressed or anxious or overwhelmed and life is basically getting on top of you, then I've got a really good little product. It's called Stay Calm by Dr. Vegan. This unique blend combines the natural power of adaptogenic botanicals like ashwagandha, KSM-66 and rhodiola, along with essential minerals. 81% of people who have tried Stay Calm report that it effectively helps them handle stress and anxiety, making them feel less overwhelmed and more in control. It's designed to help your body maintain a natural balance while boosting energy and focus. All you have to do is go to drvegan.com and you will receive 25% off your first order if you put in the code BRINDLE25. What's beautiful about the way that you depict that process is that in some aspects of because for anyone listening, it's circles. Some of the contrast is really stark, but some of it's blended.
Yes.
And if we then portray that into healing, and what we need to think about with healing is often when we're in our darkest of adversities, which ultimately adversity is our greatest teacher. If you look back in your life, you will normally find that those moments in life which have been the most challenging are actually the things that you are the most proud of. Because you've raised your game, you've raised your vibration. Yes. Now, often from a healing perspective, you do want to express really. You want to be out of that negative pattern as soon as possible. Of course you do. Who wants to feel awful?
Yep.
Nobody. So you want to feel good. But in this world of kind of quick cures and quick remedies, one of the things that Lao Tzu said, the great Chinese philosopher, was the journey of 10,000 miles starts with a single step. So when we're feeling awful and we're really down in the great depths of adversity within our life, which is teaching us some valuable lesson that probably we're not really that keen on learning in the first place, which is why it's there, is the step-by-step approach, which is rather than thinking you should be happy.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is awful. It's like when I hear people say, try not to get stressed. You're like, oh my God, that is the worst advice you can ever give anyone. It is so stressful to don't get stressed. And the problem is that, I don't know if I should swear that much on a podcast, but you know that feeling when you're like, I don't
You just want to punch them.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know what? Right now, it's really hard being me.
Yes.
Right now, my life sucks in an extraordinary level.
Yes.
So the thing is, as going back to Lao Tzu, is that really at that point, you don't want to just give us a smile and you don't want to pull yourself together because actually you're not capable of doing so. So just like in some of this vibrational frequency here, that there's blends of the colours morphing into the next phase, is that you need to take baby little steps. And one of the things that the Chinese masters talk about in these steps is aiming for equanimity, which is a really useful healing tool. So we're not looking for love and we're not looking for happiness or joy because it's a step too far.
Yes.
Because when you're down in that negative dark vibration and you're suffering, it's too far to reach. So actually what we're looking to do is to just feel a state of equanimity. So we're aiming towards balance. And this is why we have techniques such as the Chinese inner smile, okay, where you would literally just, and interestingly, we'll come on to our whole how we met in a second, but because it's going there in a second. But the Chinese inner smile gives you the opportunity to smile on your lips like Mona Lisa. There's a that's yet another reason that painting is so unbelievably famous, on top of all the reasons we already know. But that smile of equanimity that she gives us is the inner smile. It's neither happy nor sad. It's neither one thing nor the other. It's just a slight shade up from how you're feeling. And that's the first step. And then you get comfortable in that first step, and then you'll find yourself capable at that stage, because the useful thing about healing is bodies are designed to be healthy. Thank goodness. So the minute you start giving bodies what they need, they will respond relatively quickly towards it. Now, however far down the line you are in the first place will dictate how far it takes to kind of bring it all back again. If you've just got a little sniffle, it's quite quick to sort it out. If you just had a bad day, we can fix it. If this has been going on for years, like burnout perhaps women in our age groups, you know, unhappy marriages or unhappy domestic situations, you know, and the work pressures and all the stuff that we all go through, it can be quite advanced. And you will find that the healing process may take time. But it's not to aim too high.
Yes, totally. Yes, because sometimes we put pressure on ourselves that we should be doing something. Whereas actually, it's compassion for ourselves. I think that is so important, compassion and understanding. But also one of the tools I've learned is to say, well, how is this happening for me? And sometimes you're in that really uncomfortable place where, you know, somebody has really irritated you and maybe they're being controlling.
And it's close to home.
Very close to home.
Often you'll find it is.
Totally.
The deepest triggers tend to be the people right there in your eye, and you can't avoid them. Why? Because it's your greatest teacher.
Exactly. And so that feeling that you're like, ah, you think, okay, well, I now try and take a step back and think, how is this happening for me? What can I learn from this? What's it teaching me? But it's also what's going in my vibration. So it's a bit like going back to nature, is that you've got to sort of put how you want to feel forward in advance, as opposed to saying, well, I'm not going to water you, plant, until you flower. But actually, so you've got to give the water first. You've got to put the love out. So therefore, that's what a lot of what I try and show is to be is more unconditional. Because when we're conditional in giving love, then very much it's giving in order to get. Whereas you want, or, you know, whatever it is, I will give you love if you respond to me in a certain way. But if we say, listen, I'm going to be, you know, watering the flowers with love, or watering, you know, giving person a love and being kind and generous, then how they respond is doesn't really matter, because how people respond is also very much a reflection of where they are at. Mm. So when some people respond differently to how we might respond, then that's often not about us, but is more about what they've got going on in their vibration. Mm. So it gets more and more. You know, the more I learn and study about vibration and feeling, getting into it, it just gets deeper and deeper. It's fascinating.
It absolutely is. But interestingly, what you've just been saying and what you said earlier is that to anyone listening to this thinking, goodness me, that's quite a lot to kind of think through. Ultimately, it does go back to the Beatles, which is all you need is love.
Totally. 100%.
And do you want to just talk about that? Because obviously in Chinese medicine, love and universal love is the dominant purifying emotion of all of the emotional alchemy that we talk about. So never mind, and if you've never listened to anything I've ever spoken about ever before, all you need to know is ultimately love is the ultimate transcending emotion of everything. So no matter what's going on in your life, if you start to universally love yourself first, then you're going to start to feel an improvement. The tricky part to that is if you don't feel very lovable in the first place, there's a blockage to it. But that's where these simple techniques come in, like the smiling breath, and like other episodes that I've talked about. But from an artistic point of view, how do you portray all of that and infuse that into everything that you do?
Well, I feel that when I create, I very much focus on love vibration. So that is what I'm focusing on when I actually paint. But I think sometimes love is so much focused on the romantic side of love, but actually love is about opening up our hearts and to anything. So it's opening up our heart to just a complete stranger. It's opening up our hearts to, you know, a plant or whatever, you know, to nature, and to our pets. Because, you know, I was stroking my cat this morning, and, you know, I have a exercise ball that she sits, she's rescue cat, she sits up there and she purrs and she's so happy.
Aww.
And she's terrified of everybody else, but she's, you know, she's happy with me now. And that, I was thinking this morning, you know, that vibration is going out into the energy of the world, and everything is connected. And so me just stroking her and her being happy is just adding. So it doesn't matter. It hasn't got to be a big act. It's just, we can just be kind to whoever it is. And that's just adding more love. The more that we add love out into our energy fields, the more that everything just flows much more easily.
And well, kindness is actually a very easy way to express love. Mm. If you're not feeling very loved or lovable, then actually gentle kindness is probably a very easy inroad, as I was saying, the journey of 10,000 miles with its steps, that kindness is a really easy way to start. So treating yourself with a little bit of kindness, or just being nice to other people, saying please and thank you, using your manners, just generally being considerate to those around you is actually soft levels of loving energy frequency, which can help the world. Now, we must talk about your amazing project. So, because anyone listening to this is thinking, well, this is great, but, you know, I don't own one of your paintings, so how's this going to help? Lisa and I actually met because Lisa came through my channel a few years ago now, and basically was explaining that she was going to go back to the whole London bus, which is, instead of putting horror movies on the side, to actually put loving frequency messages on the side instead. And it was the most glorious campaign that actually ended up in the national press. It ended up on the BBC News. Do you want to just talk about how you got your art off your easel and slapped across an array of London buses, 2 years running. And I hope, yes. Are you doing it again this year?
I don't think so.
It's
quite a commitment.
Yes, it is. But anyway, never mind.
Tell you about happened that. But anyway, exactly. Well, you never know. Things, you know, it may suddenly happen. You never know at the moment. Anyway, so 2 years ago, so I had this vision of putting these uplifting messages back on buses to remind people that they matter, that they're loved, and to keep believing themselves. Mm. And so I came up with the idea, and this is how we connected, of getting people to, because I didn't know how to pay for it, and to sponsor names within the artwork. Mm. And therefore, that would help pay with it. Mm. And so you very sweetly sponsored the all the ladies and
the Chigang. We were exactly. This is in the days when we were the Chigang.
Exactly. And then last year it was Loads of Ladies. Exactly. And so basically the words have spread and I put the messages, you know, the names and everything up, and that helped pay for part of the funding.
Because it was the message was you are loved.
You are loved. You matter.
Yes.
You are loved. And then the other side of the bus, so there are 25 buses. And they went around from July through to the end of September. Mm. And it was only meant to happen for 2 weeks, and then they got it extended and it just kept on going. But what not many people know is that actually, and this is just to say that things are never how they plan, it's ups and downs, is that actually, you don't know this, that I got to a point where I didn't think I could pull it off.
It was a huge project.
It was a massive project. And it was some of these really unusual things that suddenly happen. And it was something very sad happened it was actually 2 weeks ago. It was 2 years ago to this weekend is that my a very dear, very, very dear friend of my son's died very suddenly, at very young age, 27. Mm. Oh. And I was so obviously upset and upset for his family and everything else. And I was also thinking about whether I could afford to do this and whether or not I could make it happen. I was even thinking, Katie, I may have to give you your money back because I can't make it all happen. And I went out for a walk where I always go for my walk and see the nature. And I had literally changed all my timings that day on this bank holiday Monday. And I came back and I was about three trees from getting to the little road where I go, and you never see a bus there. Mm. And a red double-decker bus drove past.
No way.
With a blank side. And I have never seen a bus anywhere.
Wow.
I live in the middle of nowhere. And in that moment, I just said, okay, it's got to happen. I've got to do the buses. There's so many people in pain, including his family. And I decided then, I committed. So I went back and I took out a loan. And I made it happen because I just decided that's going to happen. So that's basically sort of how it happened.
But in the end, I mean, an incredible, a beautiful story. And it was the most sensational thing because then I remember I was in London with my kids kind of later on. I'd sort of not forgotten, but just busy doing what I was doing, not really sort of thinking about it. It just sort of happened and you sent me the proof. So I thought, wow, this is beautiful. Wow, okay, great, right. And then my daughter went, Mummy, your name's on the side of a bus. I'm like, what? There was all these amazing messages from Katie Brindle and the Lotus Ladies and gentlemen, and these lovely positive messages. And I think really to conclude on this is that the most important thing when we're dealing with high vibration is that the world surrounds us in low vibration. There's a lot of low vibration everywhere. It's actually so extensive that it's normalized and we don't even realize it's happening, but it is. And there are reasons for that, because keeping people in low vibration ultimately enables them to be controlled. And that has been very much the history of the last couple of thousand years, certainly in Europe. And we are now entering a very different world. We're in the 21st century. We are moving into high vibrational times. And it is really important as humans with divine consciousness that we have, that we actively choose high vibration, because high vibration indeed raises vibration. And therefore, with high vibration, everything raises and everything gets better for everybody. As you've just saying, we're connected, we're universal. What's going on with one person is impacting somebody else. And if we all raise our frequency, then the frequency indeed becomes raised.
Yes, totally.
Funny enough, I was talking to Vix, one of our team members earlier. We would weirdly talk about Italy when I was getting ready. And she's saying, oh, I've been to Florence. And I said, did you know, because I'm full of all this stuff, that there's no square in front of the cathedral in Florence. people may or may not notice that, because if you think about St. Mark's Square in Venice or St. Peter's Square in Rome, massive squares in front. But the Florentines didn't do that. No. The Florentines whacked a massive cathedral bang slap in the middle with no square. Why? Because it forced the Florentines to walk through the cathedral as they carried out their day-to-day activities. The cathedral's got exit points at the other side so that you would do your day-to-day stuff, whereas you see, otherwise you sit in a cafe in the square looking at the cathedral or the basilica, whereas when you're in, when you were Florentine back in the 16th, in the 16th century, you'd have walked through it. Okay, so that means that that high vibrational frequency would have sort of entered into what that conversation was going on at that moment in time. You would have either had to have stopped what you were talking about, go through a sacred space, receive a high vibration, go out the other side, carry on with your daily events, which in turn might perhaps make you think twice about swindling somebody or swearing or committing one of the 10 commandments that you shouldn't be doing, or whatever it was. So that was quite an interesting kind of little anecdote that was going on in the loos before we started today's feed, but actually has become quite relevant, because high vibrational art is about that, that we need to saturate ourselves in high vibrational frequency. It's free, it's easy, it's a feeling, it's a vision. You, high vibration is everywhere. You just need to pop onto Spotify and listen to Beethoven's Fifth. You just need to go on Instagram and have a look at your Instagram feed. You need to just look at any kind of Instagram or other social media feeds that give you anything from the masters of this world, whether it's religious masters or composers or painters or anybody dealing in high vibration. But above all, it comes from your heart. And all you need is really to sense to yourself and feel that Mona Lisa smile of equanimity. If you're already feeling in a state of kind of, actually, I feel all right, you can raise that vibration even greater to universal love frequency and shine it from your heart chakra to anybody that cares to receive. And if you're not feeling great, aim for equanimity. But Lisa, it's been an absolute joy to have you on the program today. Your art is beautiful. I recommend everyone to follow you. It is so giving and wonderful. And the explanations to the paintings are so interesting. But even without them, the paintings stand in their own right, just as a vision of beauty. So thank you for the work you do and for the amazing projects that you did 2 years running and for the great success that you gained off the back of it. You won an award recently.
Yes, yes. I didn't expect to be in the front of the newspaper.
The Hampshire Chronicle.
Exactly. Yes, yesterday morning was a total surprise. Yes, it was a group of entrepreneurs. Well, it was basically set up a new awards that were set up for local founders and local entrepreneurs doing various things. And ICO won the creative section.
Well deserved. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, and please, everyone watching this, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify. And if any comments or any questions for Lisa, obviously do please follow her as well, or leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube for me, and I will send them over. Thank you so much for listening and watching.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.